It's the Northwest 200. I'm joined now by BBC commentator Richard Nicholls and 11 times Northwest winner Philip McCallan. Richard, first of all, this is often used as a bit of a guide towards the Isle of Man TT. However, the front of the grid's not looking Isle of Man at the moment, is it?
The front of the grid's a little bit topsy-turvy, I think. Tuesday night was pretty much, according to what we thought, went pretty much to plan. Today, people who shouldn't have had problems. Alistair Seeley, sort of the headline in that list, who had a big problem with his bike, with the superbike. He has been top of three timesheets, so in every class, Alistair Seeley is your fastest man. But I think his confidence might be a little bit knocked back by what happened to him this afternoon.
He was having mechanical problems, Philip. What was up with the TAS?
Oh, he had big mechanical problems today. Allegedly, they had a fuel pressure problem, and the bike just wouldn't go at top speed. They changed, I don't know how they worked out the fuel pressure problem, but there was definitely something up. He was frustrated. He looked well annoyed, and he looked like a boy who was going to try double hard on Saturday. I don't think, to be honest, it'll make any difference. You know, the Taz boys have had these Suzuki bikes for a long time. I'm sure they've got lots of spurs and they've lots of bikes. Not built to the same spec this one was, but what they will do tomorrow, they'll swap bits off every bike they've got to get it right. So there's no problem. By tomorrow night, the bike will be right, I would say. And as for the rider, it doesn't matter. He's won here before. He's rode those super bikes before. So, you know, I won from back of the grid, so I'm sure he can win from a third row.
There's a lot of people talking about Alistair Seeley being the favourite. There's some people talking about Alistair Seeley could come up here on Saturday and walk away with the lot. What do you reckon about that?
Well,
You've
asked the wrong person the wrong question, but obviously there's no way he could win five races here on Saturday. I hope. No, if he wins five races, he deserves it. But look, we've got a lot of surprises tonight, and there'll be a lot more to come on Saturday. He is the strong favourite. You know, he's rode here before. He's won before. He's on these bikes week in, week out. But there is at least three or four boys with different ideas. I mean, look at those two Ducati boys, second and third today. And then you have Michael Dunlop in fourth place on a bike he's not happy with yet. You know, Cameron Donald has thrown in a few fast laps. Bruce Anstey's still there. It's very, very unfortunate about Stuart Easton and Gary Mason being out, as they were going to, definitely Stuart was going to be a strong contender. So I think it's not all over yet. You know, the Superbikes is going to be a tough race for whoever wins it, but we could get a surprise win. If the weather changes, what's going to happen?
And weather is going to be an issue, we think, this Saturday, Rich.
My fishermen in Portrush tell me that whatever the forecast for Portrush is on Saturday will be the weather in Portrush on Sunday. So not to get too despondent about a bad forecast. And they think that Saturday will go off pretty much okay. So I'm thinking we're going to run these races in the worst possible conditions, which is kind of half and half, which is what no one wants.
Last year, with the green light and the BBC, we did a feature on slipstreaming. Everyone's talking about Alistair Seeley being fastest in all the classes. Does that matter? Because with the slipstreaming, surely it's better to be second, third, maybe fourth going at that last lap.
Everybody wants to be sixth going into Portlaoise, and they want to know exactly where they're going to overtake going into Metropole so they can lead along the coast road. This circuit is about two things. It's about slipstreaming, and it's also about the coast road, which is like the racers' part of the circuit. It's the bit I love, those swooping turns over Black Rock and into Juniper. I think they're the most fantastic parts of the course. But you've got to get the slipstreaming right, and you've got to be in the right place at the start of the last lap, whether that's first or sixth is debatable. I think probably further back is better.
You agree with that, Philip?
Well, I've led into Metropole and I've won as well. So I'm going to blow his whole theory right out of the water. But no, a certain amount of what Richard says is right. But to be honest, you know, someone's always going to try and overtake you. So if you are leading into Metropole and you're braking as late as you can, well, you can't do any more than that. It would be nice to have the element of surprise from behind, but it's not always possible. And there is some serious, serious hard braking goes on that last lap. So I think, to be honest, it's going to be the man that can ride that coast road the hardest. And, you know, Alistair Seeley is a good man on the coast road, but we've been watching Michael Dunlop. Michael Dunlop is also a brave pilot on the coast road.
A brave pilot is surely putting it, underestimating really, Rich.
Well, we've been watching Alistair Seeley. Somebody compared him today to DJ in the way that DJ used to manhandle a motorcycle around a racetrack. And DJ used to get hold of a bike by the scruff of the neck and put it where he wanted it. But Michael Dunlop is just stopping it from going it where he doesn't want it to go. I mean, he's really fighting it every inch of the way. And I don't think that he has the finesse to do that on the coast road. Alistair Seeley can overtake, as we've seen in the last chicane. And I think Michael Dunlop will just be stopping it from running off the road at that point.
OK, lads, let's get your 50 pences out. Superbike race. Rich, who's going to win it?
Michael Rutter.
Michael Rutter, Philip?
I'd have to bat against him somehow. I'm going to have to go for Michael Dunlop or Alistair Seeley as Irish men. If I could put 25 pence on each, I would do it. I'm going to give Michael for the effort, but I think with the finesse, as Richard calls it, it might be Alistair Seeley.
I think a lot of people will agree with you there. And Super Sport, Rich?
600s are the toughest one to call, I think. They're always the closest wherever you go. And I think Alistair Seeley has been all over it this week. So you'd be silly to bet against him on that bike.
I agree. You'd definitely be silly to bet against Alistair Seeley on the 600. He rides it week in, week out. It's a new 600 Suzuki. And it should be the bee's knees. Unfortunately, I would have to agree with that, but to put in the second place, it could be Cameron Donald, it could be William Dunlop, it could be Michael Dunlop, or there's a few other boys too. Bruce Anstey could be in there as well. So, okay, Alistair is the favourite, but I think if he makes a mistake, someone will be in pretty quick.
And finally, the Superstock class, the production 1000s. A lot of people tipping Ryan Farquhar.
It's his best chance for a win this week. But the great thing about this, as well as the other two classes, is that there are 8 to 10 riders that could finish on the podium. And it's a struggle to say who's going to have a bit of luck, who's going to have a bit of bad luck, who's going to have the right bike at the right time. We haven't talked about the weather, which could change everything. But if you wanted Ryan Farquhar to win a race this week, that's his best chance. But you would have to say Michael Rutter on that Ducati. He does have a chance.
And Philip, you agree?
No. I'm going to go, Michael Rutter does have a chance. His teammate also has a chance. He's the boy who could slip past someone in the last corner. He's young, fit and hungry and a good rider. What we've got to take into account here is the fastest bike tonight, Superstock out there, was Michael Dunlop. And he put that fast time in the Super today, rather. He put that fast bike in, that fast time in the Superbike practice, but that time he put in was on a Superstock machine. So he's getting more happy with that machine every time too. There's a lot of boys. We can't rule out Bruce Anstey. We can't rule out the Cameron Donalds. We can't rule out the Dunlops. And Seeley, I think, will be their main threat again.
Very quickly, Rich. Often we come to the Northwest, we discuss the locals. Dan Neen for the 600s. Connor's going to be right up there. Not this year, though. They're both recovering, really, aren't they?
It's the most incredible comeback you've since Lazarus, basically, isn't it, Connor Cummins? I mean, here's a man who, when we saw him last in December, was strapped to a bed in Nobles Hospital, and now he's racing a superbike on the Northwest 200, and he's, what, 10th, 12th? I mean, it's unbelievable that he should be capable of that. Dan Neen, so much promise and so unlucky to be having to do the comeback trail as well. And, of course, there's Hutchie on the sidelines watching it all happen.
Of course, Hutchie's coming in the commentary box this Saturday.
Hutchie was a revelation in commentary today, if you were listening to him. He's often quite reserved when you put him on camera. He's often, he seems almost unsure of himself. In fact, sometimes when you look at Hutchie when he's being interviewed, you think he can't possibly ride a moped, never mind a superbike, and then he goes out and wins 5 TTs in a week. But he was a revelation, wasn't he? He was happy, he was relaxed, he was funny, he was thoughtful. And he understood everything that he'd seen and he'd analysed it in fractions of a second. I'd say, personally, that if his leg doesn't get better very quickly, Philip McCallan had better start looking over his shoulder.
It might be losing that commentary position, Phil.
Not again. He took my TT position. Now he's after my bloody commentary position.
And if you want to watch it this weekend, of course, it's behind the red button. The first two races all the way across the UK behind the red button. And the whole day live as well online. And then highlights this Sunday night, 10:20 BBC One Northern Ireland and 10:35 on Monday, Rich.
Yes, the highlights programmes are turned around really quickly. And I don't know what's best, the highlights package where you get everything in one easy-to-eat package, or whether you want to sit down in front of your computer all day long with a few beers and watch the entire Northwest 200. I think it was me. I'd book Saturday off and don't plan on doing anything.
Fantastic. And Philip, just very quickly before we go, is Philip McCallan still the only man to have won five in a day once we leave here on Saturday night?
I think it's going to be tough for anyone to win five. I know how hard it was, so it's going to be tough to win five in one day. If someone gets it, they deserve it.
Brilliant. Have a great day, lads.